Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. We're here talking love after lockup? No.
Love after life fuck after lockup. Up. You're fucking the show up, producers. It was way too long. There were stupid freaking things that did not need to be put in. I would cut so much of it and keep it sharp. Keep it me wanting to. I was just like, is it over yet? And I hate saying that for a show that recap because I do enjoy it, but they're dragging it out and they're ruining it. Uh-huh. And if anybody disagrees, you need a life.
I paused like 6 times throughout watching it. Like, come on, it's we gotta terrible. Get. Oh my god. 38 minutes. Ooh. All right. Next time. What is that? 48 minutes. We still have 20 minutes to go.
Way too much time in the hotel room with puppy and the stupid whole situation.
Sad.
Cut. Brittany can't get service at the gas station. So, or at the car wash. So she's making phone calls that are mic'd up for some stupid fake deal at the car wash. Who cares? So much dumb shit.
There was a lot of fluff. I mean,
I like the season though, but I don't like the season because they've gone 90 Day Fiance. They think that
I would agree. Top,
which we've said this before, of course, beating a dead horse.
Listen, we'll die on this hill. No TV. It's reality TV needs to be over an hour. Nothing. I'm serious.
If The Bachelor, we used to watch The Bachelor. Oh, look at Geneva, it's sexual. If The Bachelor, she wore a half shirt. I see some under boob with The Bachelor.
Not. Yeah.
Show me some titty with The Bachelor. Yeah. I stopped watching The Bachelor because it's too drawn on. Maybe we'd still be watching if it was a tight hour.
Maybe. Yeah.
Who wants to have sex if your husband or your boyfriend's just pound town because he jacked off in the bathroom in the morning? You're like, get it over with. Are you not attracted to me? Like, and you start to just be like,
okay, there's the connection. I'm like, what?
You know, it's over. It's too long. I don't need this much.
Yeah.
Too much of a good thing. Sorry.
I think the best thing of this entire, two moments, two pieces I loved. One, Dorian hasn't watched this in a while. Like I've just been watching it whenever, so he hasn't been tuned in. And like when he saw Puppy and Amber, and then when he saw Branwyn, he was like, man, these people are just like, you see it, like the real life starting to hit them. They're looking rough. And then it was like
they really didn't look rough before.
I know, right? Branwyn slurring her way through that whole situation
asleep.
With those three.
There was too much of that too.
Those three friends.
and bitches. That one laughing at poor Chaz. I feel bad for Chaz. He's weird, but I do feel bad for him. Don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, okay, let's start with Chaz and Branwyn. Her hair is hilarious. Her eyelashes are great. I love an angry person in an airport. Nothing I love more than somebody just pissed off.
Who's horny?
Late flights, because I've been there so many times. It's the absolute worst. I loved that.
I'm so horny. I gotta get to you.
And she's like, as he's calling, like, I'm so pissed. She's like casually like doing her homework or whatever she was doing in that workbook, taking notes. I just can't.
It's so pathetic. It really is. And he's hilarious just to look at. He's such a dork.
I know. I feel I just like, imagine he spent what, 24 hours,
this, that, and the other.
Yeah, like he somehow made it there. He plops into this cabin and then there's like three women who are ready to like yell at him and cry about him taking this woman away. It's just like, it's too much.
Her daughter. You're leaving, taking her from her daughter. It's like the whole thing. The daughter's a hooker.
Is she you've been in jail. This is not like, what's worse, going to jail or like removing yourself from a situation?
She needs to get away from all of you losers.
Exactly.
So I thought she went back to prison, but I guess she didn't. Or
she didn't. I've been saying this whole time.
I thought she did too, but I guess not.
Okay.
Like the friends laughing though. Why don't you go find a life? Go get a boyfriend. Go get a husband. You're just sitting on this couch with your dumb flower crown on.
Right. The heavy hand on the makeup, the fake flower in the ears. There was a lot going on. A lot happening.
Chaz is not going to, she's not going to have sex with him. She's having Never. Sex with the boyfriend.
Yeah.
She's, what is she on? Pills?
Yeah.
Smoking a ton of weed.
The daze in her eyes. So she's like asleep. So
I just am not really that interested in Chaz and in her not because either. She's a mess. She's sad. He's weird and desperate. And at what point, she's never going to have sex with him. All he wants is sex. No. It's just weird.
It's going to end sadly, you know, where he's, yeah, it's just, it's a waste of our time.
If you honestly, haven't had sex me, yet, like you never should or will.
If I'm eliminating two people from this season, it's Ray and Brittany and it's Chaz and Branwyn.
Ray and Brittany actually, we'll have see where the storyline goes, but I like her family. I woke up a little bit when the dad's like, I don't think so, but I think he's a prize for Brittany because I think Brittany's a handful.
Restitution I hate Brittany's voice. When she starts talking, I don't know why. It's like she's one of the few people we've ever interviewed who didn't go on camera, which I find annoying. There's something about her voice. I just can't deal with it.
She's not likable.
No. I root for Ray, though, all day.
I like him. And I don't like him being rejected on camera like that.
I don't either.
The mom was, I feel like the parents were together. Like the mom said yes, but the dad said no, but they talked about it before or something came together. Ray seems nice.
Yeah, me too. I agree. I like Ray. I don't know.
Brittany doesn't seem nice.
No. When he was like, the father's like, I've been through a lot raising two daughters.
Yeah, he raised him poorly. She may make money and have her own income, but it doesn't mean you're a good person. If you raise your daughters and all she cares about is her birthday.
Yeah, when they're too obsessed with the birthday, it's a red flag.
The Stassi flag. You don't want to be with a Stassi. Absolutely. Red alert. You can like your birthday, but there's a certain way people put it that turns me off.
There's a certain age, I would argue, as well.
Yeah. Like, and then you get to once you hit a certain age, then you get to be like, enjoy your birthday again. Once you hit a certain point, 95.
Another dictatorship rule.
You can celebrate it every year. It's just weird when you make people go broke for your birthday.
Yeah. Let's talk.
I was surprised to see them on there. Chance. They're not needed.
No, they're not needed at all.
But it's weird.
It is. Taylor and Chance. And
wow. Talk Bobby about darkness. You happy, Chance? Dark. I don't care if anybody says, oh, it's her decision, blah, blah, blah. This woman's vulnerable. Taylor and Chance, the blood is on your hands. You're pieces of shit. I hate you both.
She's in a real cracky looking room. Could have triggered some flashbacks of some dark days.
Isolate her. Make it even more sad.
I mean, to the garage. Yeah, it's
and Taylor, it's more I hate Chance and I blame him, but I also blame Taylor. That's your freaking twin sister. You're treating her like garbage. If anybody, you know that it take her probably from the daughter. She doesn't see the kids. The kids are probably keeping her alive. Kids could have been taken. The kids could step on a freaking needle or whatever the hell she's doing. She's blue on the floor. You're just trained. You're just raising two kids to be even more fucked up. I hate them.
It's terrible. It's terrible. The whole situation is just I don't buy that Taylor gives me vibes like she's not clean to me.
Oh, she's not clean. No way. So, and he's an opportunist psychopath. And the way that he is on there, I feel like he bought her the drugs or something. He's such a sneak trying to get her to relapse or something because he said, oh, she was a liability pretty much. And do you think it's my fault? And Taylor's like, well, it could be, you know, and then him going into how it could get him into trouble. I couldn't believe he had the balls to say that when her sister's almost dead. And then he says that he saved her life pretty much waiting for the cops to come. And they had to give her that Norco or whatever to. That's Norco. Not the right word. Something. Whatever they said. To keep her alive. It was disgusting to me. Bobby, it is at the end of the day, Bobby's decision, but little Bobby is vulnerable and I just hate them.
I do too. It's real dark. We've seen, you called it the first time we ever saw these two on screen. You're like, there's a darkness here. They're definitely.
And the two little girls involved in this, it's just, I fast forwarded when she was saying she was lifeless on the, and then I watched the next scene. I'm like, oh God, I'll try. He just has such con man eyes.
Yeah, he really does.
And Taylor is so out of it. They're both on drugs. Taylor hides it better. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Let's talk my personal favorite. I think she's a star, Lindsay and Deontay. I don't care if it's fake. I'm into it. Just because I think she's really nuts.
She's TV gold. So is Deontay.
And so is Blaine. What's his name?
Blaine. David Blaine.
Blaine?
Yeah.
God, I thought it was Dwayne.
I got Blaine. Okay.
It could be either one. I loved Blaine Dwayne Wayne's big dick energy when Deontay got in the house. Like, what up, brother? Like trying to be all, and just like the way he was coming in, that whole scene where he's like, she has no problem causing bodily harm. I mean, that was gold to me. I loved it so much.
That was wild.
What did he say to him? I think he said at one point, like, is this love worth dying for? It's like, what are we getting into?
Poor Deontay. Run as fast as you can for the hills. Him driving up, saying that he couldn't find the house. Google Maps drives you up to the exact point of any location if they give you the right address. What was that all about?
This happened to me recently, though. When we went upstate New York to the Airbnb, precise address did not get us there. Got us to an abandoned road, and there was no service. It was like get out situation. We really had to like figure out how to get there. Yeah.
The only time lately, because I drive to so many houses with, I'd say 99% was just a brand new development, and the road wasn't updated yet. But that was it.
Wow. Okay.
Deontay is nuts.
He is.
So is she. He was selling drugs for her. Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, I love that. No. Just like when she was going off about her lifestyle, whatever. And then like Deontay's just like, I'm not gonna lie, I like crazy. I don't know why. It's like, God, you're the worst.
I can't picture them having sex. Are you gonna have sex with him? I tend to, or whatever she says in her accent. It's just, she's nuts. She looks healthy though.
Nuts. She does. Yeah.
Is she on drugs or is she just selling? She was on drugs, obviously, right? And she stabbed. Do you want to know the answer to that? Has she stabbed? She knows how to protect herself.
The light in her eyes. She definitely stabbed for sure.
I can picture her doing it. She's scary.
Yeah. I mean, the way she attacked Scott's desk that one time. I mean, that was like calmly aggressive. Like that was a Tuesday for her. You know what I mean? It's not Friday night in the club. What is she going to do then?
Love is going to get Deontay murdered. The way that he's so pathetic. I can't take anymore.
Love worth dying for.
She can't stand any local hotels because she's banned. How do they even know she's coming? Just sneak her in like a no pets allowed situation.
Oh, it's hilarious.
She said Deontay's shorter in person.
When we got kicked out of a Vegas hotel back in the day, one of our friends got banned for life, supposedly, from the Palazzo.
For life.
But I always wondered, like, I guess Vegas is the only place where they would
know. Maiden name.
Like, they're scanning your face all the time. You know?
Right, right.
So that's the only place they know. How are they going to know?
I wonder if you're a card counter. You go on vacation with your kids. Mommy's not allowed in here.
Years later. Man, I found a slot machine. The slot machine the other night.
Oh, the other night. God bless you. Have fun.
Yeah, my mother-in-law, she just wanted to go gamble. She literally walked in. I thought we were gonna like follow each other at the slots, and she's like, all right, so we'll meet here at 8:30.
Oh, I love her. I love her.
And it was like 6:30, and it was like, all right, I guess
I love her. I gamble alone, and that's the only way.
I actually agree because I think you get more in the zone. Like people aren't distracting you. I found a great machine.
The only way you'll win.
I made like $65.
Oh, great. Good for you. That's hilarious. Yeah, she's funny.
I know. Literally, when I walked over and I found her, it was like 8:30, but she was right at the slot, like next to where we're going to meet. Just, I'm gonna let it get down to 70. I'm like, okay.
I, I won't make eye contact with family members in a casino. They'll ruin it for me.
I feel like I need to fly above your family in a casino and just watch because I feel like it's a scene.
Yeah, no, it is. And when I was younger, I would leave in such a bad attitude. Oh, God. Such a baby.
All right. Who else we got? Marcelino and Brittany. Okay. What did you think of this text? Thought I put down enough good dick to make you come back? Is that what he said?
What makes me wonder is she said text. No one in this day and age, maybe because if you're in prison, you didn't grow with the exact ways of communication as technology grew. If I got a DM from Instagram, 100%, 100 gazillion percent, maybe I'm being crazy here, is I would never call that a text ever. Unless I got a text, it would be a text. And then she said she got a text. But then when Brittany said, show me it, she goes, oh, it was on Instagram. Well, that's not a fucking text, bitch. Life ruiner. She's no friend of Brittany's. She's a scumbag scoundrel.
Because her message
trying to ruin her life
back was sexual as hell. Very sexual. Listen, this is a lesson. You don't bring a third in a situation like it, particularly in a complex situation like this. It's going to get you nowhere. It was a terrible decision that's probably going to fucking ruin their marriage.
I feel like Brittany and him definitely messaged her that, or Brittany alone, and they conjuring up this whole thing. I just don't, I believe his feelings could be hurt. I think he's a baby and he needs to either, if you can't get over seeing what you saw, then move on, talk to her about it. If he's a real scumbag, if he's waiting for the TV show to be like, hey, Brittany, I was really upset with our threesome. If he didn't talk to her beforehand about it.
Right.
But grow up. Then don't have a threesome, you little bitch. You knew your wife was into chicks. This was the chance you took.
Yeah.
I don't know. I find it all really annoying.
When she said something at the end where I was like, what? When she was like, this is the biggest failure and disappointment in my life. And it's like, of all people, all the shit you've been through, a text from a threesome is the worst thing that's happened to you.
If it's true, I could feel like it's a betrayal from Marcelino, who maybe is the most trustworthy person who seemed to be.
Yeah.
But the energy through the Zoom with us, he seemed so like loyal. If he can flip, then we're all fucked because he seemed really okay. I don't know.
He did. Yeah, I don't know either.
What's the most thing? What did she do in that bedroom that really set him off? I mean, God.
Can't even imagine.
It's crazy.
It is. But
he's a little baby. The way that he's acting towards her is just.
Yeah, it's odd. What shocked me the most out of everything here was that they left. The mom must be doing good if they're just leaving her with the kids.
That's who I didn't catch that. That's who was watching.
It was the mom. Yeah.
I don't think I'd ever leave my kids with somebody who's that risky, but I guess maybe over time and maybe for an hour.
Enough time.
I know. It's like, God, it's freaky.
It is.
God, it's stressful. I don't know. I just don't trust that girl. I hate that. I blame Brittany. She let that girl into their life and I don't know.
Yeah.
If you want to have a threesome, have it with a stranger.
Absolutely. That's a great rule. Dictatorship.
That's what people say.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. Maybe I'm just in denial and I'm. What do you think about Marcelino from after we've pretty much met them?
No, I know. I'm right there with you. And I didn't get that vibe at all. But I also didn't get a vibe like they were great actors. So I don't know.
Right. It would be good acting. At the end, though, Brittany, let me see the text. And she's that.
I did like that she said, no, don't read it to me. Let me see it. I liked that. I'm not going to trust what you're saying.
I know. I like that, too.
Yeah.
But is he saying, let me lay down the dick to have sex again? I mean, is he saying that to her?
That's kind of what I'm in
denial
like.
That people are really that scumbags.
People God. Definitely are. But we'll see.
Their true love. Mike Brady would never have done that to Carol Brady. I don't know.
No phones.
Jeez.
Cell phones a downfall
there's,
of
there's
us
too
all.
Many kids involved. If you care about your kids so much, you should be nicer to your wife then, Marcelino. And just the whole like kicking her out kids. At the gas station or at the car wash. Yeah. It just seems so fake to me. Like, get that out of the car wash. But yeah. Then it's like yeah. leading it all up and like maybe they're better actors at some points than others. I, right. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hate the show for it.
Yeah. All right. Who do we got left here? Sean and Destiny. You know,
Sarah.
Sarah, what's amazing to me is that Destiny confidently is telling her friend why he owes her money. And like, she means it. It's amazing to see somebody's brain. Like, she really is. Like, she literally was like, he owes me at least 10K. He said he promised me a 10K ring. Where's that 10K? It's like, what are you? What?
She scares me. Wild. And just. See, I just wonder the whole pulling up Sarah and everything that fast. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is Destiny, who's been imprisoned for most of the technological advances, this well versed? Her face right. looks fucked up. Is it pregnancy it or does. Filler? I don't know.
It's a combo, I think.
I love watching Destiny, but it makes me nervous that it's like watching The Ring and she's going to jump through my TV screen. She scares me.
Well, it's horrifying that she's pregnant to me.
Yes.
Like just that she's going to be raising another human being.
Frightening.
You know, it's terrifying.
It is.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be allowed.
She's the kind of felon you got to be fearful of because her hustle is not like robbery. It's like
murder,
taking your cards when you're not looking and like, you know,
yeah.
like it's the kind of skeevy under table shit that somebody can run a hustle for 10 years and then get locked up.
She'll come up and take out of your mailbox and stuff. She's stealing from people's mailboxes. She's the reason I live out in the freaking country. I have to get a lockbox mailbox. Yep. Can't even get it. Tyler's involved looking at all of our mail. Does your heart race when you get the mail? Since we don't, everything's pretty much like email. My heart races when we get the mail, no matter what. It's like my life is going to fall apart by one piece of mail. I don't know why.
I'm always dreading getting the mail just because I have to go through it.
And I hate it. It stresses me out.
Yeah. It's a pain in the ass. All right. Who else we got? Is there anybody else we care about here?
Oh, Puppy and Amber.
Oh, pups. Yeah.
Puppy looks like she's hanging out with Taylor.
She looks like she's hanging out by a thread. That hotel room, how long have they been there? If that is one day, it's horrifying. All those people just look like unhealthy and just sad, sad lives. That's how it's a bunch.
I hate the show that it should have been day one that we knew. We watched a whole season of him proposing. Now he's married. Now she's the side chick.
Right.
You're obviously the side chick if he's married.
Seems about right, honestly.
I could feel like they would have told us. Vibes. Primary yeah, chick. No, you're hilarious. Yeah. Well, they made it seem like it, you know?
Well,
a
right.
whole season.
Yeah.
They're living in a house together.
I just feel like it's not in Puppy's best interest to be on television and have this. Like, she needs to be in treatment to me. She does not seem sober.
Yeah.
Like, she just is so, there's something so sad about her eyes. If she was not named Puppy, I'm honestly wondering if her name Puppy has me like have some kind of sympathy for her because I am really, like, she just,
great point.
It's a deep,
oh my
sadness.
God, Geneva. That is an insanely
if she was
good
named
point.
Carol, I don't think we'd have any.
She was Jennifer or something. I'd be like,
yeah,
she's probably a little rich bitch that grew up. Out of yep, and then now right. she's. The fiance is a scumbag. I feel like him and Amber have had sex. Gotta say, I love Amber, but Amber needs to leave all these people behind if she really wants to progress to the next step.
Yeah.
Her and Puppy have a weird
thing. You know what
thing.
I loved is that when he came back in and she's like, where were you? Where have you been all night? And then he's like, I went to the casino. It's like, oh, you know what? That sounds about right.
Yeah, that's where he is. My kind of people. What a loser. And yeah. Puppy's the type of woman that would stay with a man who's married yes. their whole life.
Yes. Just isn't waiting for that sad? Divorce to hit. I know.
It's oh, God. The show was a downer.
This episode was rough. I'm not going to lie. Felt real. Again, we need the lightness. We need some lightness. We need some Andrea.
If it was shorter, too. If it was shorter, it wouldn't be so bad.
You're right.
It's a half hour too long.
Listen.
I should never be like, how much more do I have? Never.
Don't do this to us. This is why we left 90 Day. Don't do it to us. Don't. I'm begging. All right.
And I know those some people enjoy that, but that? I don't know why.
I don't know why you would.
If you have good content, all right. You don't need to drag it on.
You don't. It can be a tight 42 minutes with commercials. 108 minutes of pure love after lockup.
Depression.
We don't need it.
We don't need that many couples. And no. Sarah and what's his face? Sean. Sean's a scumbag for even answering the phone when you got a pregnant girlfriend. Sarah should wonder.
So many children. Think of all the kids in the world from that one idiot.
And they have like stuff out to plan their stupid wedding. Such a joke.
I know.
Get a life.
All right, guys. We loved it. We hope you did. We'll be back before you know it. And we love you.